All right, let's say hello to Lincoln Riley. He's the newest head coach in Division I college football, the youngest as well. He takes over for Bob Stoops, which we all knew was just an unbelievable announcement that came out midweek last week. Lincoln joins us now. Coach, how are you?
I'm great, great. Thank you guys for having me on.
Hey, we appreciate it. We're going to spend a few minutes with you on Oklahoma and then also ask you about Dede Westbrook, who was drafted by the Jags. But it came as a shock when Bob Stoops made the announcement for all the outside world. Can you take us just a little bit through the process of when you were told and just the enormity of it?
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, I found out for sure. I mean, just a little bit before all you guys did. There were some talks, you know, in the, you know, a few days before it, you know, where I thought there was a chance that it might happen, you know, and I could tell that, he was thinking about it. And just getting to know Bob over the last few years, it, you know, I was surprised at the timing. I think like a lot of people were, didn't see that portion of it coming, but also, you know, I understand it, you know, and I get it, and it doesn't really surprise me as far as him, because he's incredibly unselfish. You know, he cares deeply about this program and all the people in it, and he's a person that wants to go, you know, go live his life. He's got, you know, a great family that he wants to, you know, be able to spend more time with and other interests, and so I'm happy for him. And you're right. No, it is. It's a important, you know, time here. It's obviously a big story. Anything with Oklahoma football normally is, but it's something that, you know, I'm excited about and just been enjoying getting started with it.
Well, Lincoln, I know you rooted. You're a West Texas boy by nature, but people are going to attach you to Coach Stoops. I'll attach you to one of my favorite guys in Ruffin McNeil at East Carolina, and folks around here can remember how you guys were throwing it around a lot when you were at East Carolina as the offensive coordinator. Some of the same things you did at Oklahoma last year, do we expect more of that? Because I think sometimes people think what you were running the last couple of years with the Oklahoma offense, well, you did that a lot at East Carolina when you threw it around also.
And we did. You know, we've always tried to, you know, have enough balance that we're, you know, that we're able to do both, be explosive in the run game and in the throw game. And then I think also you've got to be able to fit the player strengths that you have. You know, at East Carolina, that was our strengths. We were able to pass protect. We were, you know, able to throw the ball around a lot, and, you know, able to compete with some of the teams that were frankly more talented than us and able to actually beat a lot of them, you know, kind of with that formula. With here, you know, it's been a little bit different in that, you know, that we can recruit a different type of offensive lineman and a different type of running back here. So we've tried to incorporate that as best we could, and I think some of the results have been because of that. You know, the fact you had two running backs that were, you know, drafted high. You know, one guy that broke the all-time rushing record here, the other one that was broke the all-time all-purpose record. You know, Dede had obviously a phenomenal year, winning the Big 12 Player of the Year and breaking all the receiving records, and our quarterback, you know, was third in the Heisman Trophy race. So I mean, it's, you know, we've been able to have some great balance here, still combine a lot of the great throwing game with now a, you know, a really effective run game, and it's been a good mix for us so far.
We're talking with Lincoln Riley. He takes over for Bob Stoops. He's the new head coach for the Oklahoma Sooners. And we knew Bob Stoops when he was a young assistant under Steve Spurrier. We're going back to the 90s, of course. But, you know, we could see that guy that was, you know, once he was given his opportunity, he was going to be a star that would shine. What do you think people will know and learn about Lincoln Riley as you become a head coach?
I don't know. I think a little bit that's yet to be seen. You know, I think I've tried to balance learning from, you know, the great guys that I've been around, the coaches I've worked for, the people I've worked with, but then also knowing that in this job you have to be yourself, and that's a you know, that's some of the best advice that I've gotten from a lot of people that I respect and that I lean on, and that is that you've got to be yourself and not be afraid to put, you know, your handprint on the deal. And so I think we've got a great mix of that. You know, I hope as time goes on, they'll see that was the right person to lead this program. And that we won a lot of games, that we did it the right way. And we helped develop these guys, into becoming great people. And that'll be our mission here daily.
Well, we have an Oklahoma Sooner here that was picked up this year in Dede Westbrook. And going into the offseason, one of the things that I said was, if this team could get a Tyreek Hill, if this team could just get a guy it ain't about need. If you put the ball in his hands, he does things beyond the X's and O's. Can you explain what D.D. Riley brings to the table and what drives him and how he'll be able to affect the Jaguars football team in your eyes?
Yeah, I think you guys are going to really enjoy him. You know, he just got better and better throughout his time here. You know, D.D.'s a unique player. He's got, you know, he's got track-type speed. He's got home run hitter speed. But he also combines that with a great feel for the position, and those are two things. A lot of times you can get one or the other, but it's hard to get both, and I think that's a big part of what makes him special. He's not a rep guy, meaning that, you know, I think he's going to pick up scheme-wise, you know, what's happening there very quickly and be comfortable with it. And he just understands the game. He's not a guy that you always have to lay out exactly how you want things, or he's not a cookie cutter type player. Mm-hmm. He can adjust. You're going to be able to move him around in the slot, you know, left side, right side, to create those matchups. That was something that we did a lot of here with him. You know, he's a competitor. He's a team guy. He wants to win. I think the coaches there will love using him, and I'm sure they'll do a great job of finding a lot of different ways to take advantage of all the skill sets that he does bring.
A few more minutes with Lincoln Riley, coach of the Oklahoma Sooners. He did coach D.D. Westbrook, and as you mentioned, coach, a finalist for the Heisman Trophy, and we know how dynamic he is and where his grade was coming into the draft. So now that you're head coach, this is that head coach difficult question. Do you think D.D. Westbrook learned some tough lessons and is mature enough to where you won't find him in trouble again?
Well, I think they all learned some tough lessons, you know, and I think we're all a product of, you know, environments that we grew up in and the experiences that we had. And D.D.'s, you know, D.D.'s, I think, journey is pretty well documented. You know, I grew up in a really small town, you know, in South Texas. You know, went to junior college and then got 2 years here at Oklahoma. And I think in the time that he was here with us, you know, did a great job, was a great teammate, you know, did well in school. You know, we had no issues with the guy. And I think there are some things in his past that he's learned from, that he's grown from. And not to say that he still doesn't have some growing up to do. That's part of it. But again, I always think that's part of our jobs as coaches. You know, you're not always going to get the finished product in here. But the one thing I always appreciated about him was he always listened. He was always respectful. And I thought that he could just continue to improve and to grow and mature each and every year. And I think if people will continue to invest in that kid that way, then I think he'll do a great job.
Coach Lincoln Riley, new coach of Oklahoma. Oklahoma itself as a school is a blue blood in terms of football. Recruiting doesn't necessarily have to be regional. Since you've taken over, have you gotten an idea of whether or not people understand the timing of this, where you could still not only recruit the state of Oklahoma, West Texas, as you always have, but that's a school that has traditionally been able to reach all the way out west and even come here to Florida and get players? Do you still believe right now you have a lot of explaining to do in terms of what the timing of this was, or do you think it'll just be business as usual for Oklahoma football?
I think it's going to be business as usual, because I think, you know, we've had a chance to connect with our recruits, and I think people understand it. And I think as this goes on longer, they're going to continue to understand it, that the whole story's out there. I mean, this was a guy, maybe hard to believe in this day and age, but a guy was that, you know, in Coach Stoops, that was that unselfish about the whole situation, and I think left the program in great shape, and we're going to do our best to keep it rolling and to, you know, hopefully make it even better. Yes, we'll continue to recruit coast to coast. You know, Oklahoma is a national brand, and we'll always focus our efforts in our home state here and in the state of Texas. But, you know, you just look at our roster and look at our signing classes from the last 2 years. We've signed several kids from the East Coast, and we'll continue to do so. And when you've got that national of a brand, you've got to be willing to reach out, and we certainly are here.
Well, we've been hearing your name for a while, knowing that it was destined to be at the top spot. So as we say goodbye to you, best piece of advice that Bob Stoops might have given you as he was, I don't know, closing that briefcase one last time and heading out, at least as the head coach heading out, because he'll still be around as a consultant.
Probably the best piece, and if you know him, it's fitting, is just to enjoy it. You know, you can get wrapped up in this job, and there's a lot of, you know, a lot of demands and pressures and all that stuff, but you got to enjoy it. You know, life's too short. You know, football in the beginning, it, you know, was meant to be fun. Taking care of young people was meant to be fun. So I've got to take a deep breath and enjoy it along the way, and I definitely will do my best to do that.
Well, we thank you for joining us, Coach. I know it was short notice, but we appreciate the courtesy of you and Oklahoma University staff getting back to us, and the best of luck to you.
Great, great. Thank you, guys. We'll be keeping up with DD and you guys' season there.
All right, sounds good. Coach Lincoln Riley coaching up those Sooners, Boomer Sooner.